Well, Kate Gilbert will be jumping center for Mountain Home. It will be Talia Ely trying to win the tip for Russellville as both teams are out on the floor. Official comes to center court as well. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Lady Cycle. Court throws it up top to Handy. Ball goes over on the left side to Court. Now back up top to Handy. Mountain Home starting off in the man-to-man defense. Handy is still dribbling up at the top, heading over toward the right side. Now goes back up top. She actually lost the handle of the ball, but got it back. Now Jaden Court has it. Gives it back to Handy. Finds Ely at the right elbow. She drills to the low block. Loses the handle of the ball. Goes out of bounds. And Russell's first possession ends up with a turnover. We are 30 seconds into this contest as Mountain Home will have their first possession of the night. Looks like Russell's going to go with his own press. Cameron Mullen will trigger the inbound pass. Gets it into Yates. Now gives it back to Mullen. Now she loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And Russell will get it back right underneath their own basket. So a couple possessions, couple of turnovers so far in this game. It will be Court inbounding the ball underneath the Lady Cyclone basket. She gets in to Ely on the right side. Now throws it near the top to Thone. Thone setting up the offense. Thone dribbling still up between the circles. Now Handy has it near the top. Handy will dribble toward the right side. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Court at the free throw line. Court's going to dribble into the lane. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And she's going to be called for the over-the-back on the rebound attempt. Jaden Court picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Russellville here in the first half. So Matt's home with their second possession of the night with 7:04 left in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Cameron Mullen will inbound it once again. Gets into Gilbert. Now back to Mullen. Another zone press for the Lady Cyclones. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Yates, and Mountain Home breaks the press. Yates will give it to Gilbert, who will set the offense. She's met by a double team, gives it to Mullen. To Yates at the free throw line, finds Waymark cutting into toward the low block for the layup shot was blocked by Ely. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball underneath the basket with 6:47 left to play in the opening period. Yates will turn an inbound pass on the baseline, throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert thought about the three. Instead, she will dribble up at the top. Almost had knocked away, but is able to keep possession. Gives it to Mullen on the left side. Down to Waymire in the corner. Now up top to Gilbert. Over to Jackson on the right. Jackson trying to figure out how to get out of the double team. Gives it to Waymire in the corner. Cross court to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert's going to drill towards the paint. Now goes back out on the wing. Throws it to Yates near the elbow. Now finds Jackson in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. She puts it back up. Bounces around. Will not go. And this time the ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Russellville's basketball with 6:12 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Thone. Now Mountain Home's going to zone press, but Russellville didn't have any trouble with it. He has Court back the other way, going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. And Russellville strikes first. Jaden Court with her first 2 points of the night. 2-0 Russellville up with 6 minutes left in the opening period. Here is Mullen giving it. Trying to throw it into the front court to Jackson, and she's able to get it. They will go the other way for the layup off the glass and in. Kay Jackson with her first 2 points, and that's our first tie this evening, 2-2 with 5:45 left in the opening quarter. Ely kind of took a gamble on that, on going for the steal, and she just missed it, and Jackson was able to get the layup as a result. Ball's with Campbell on the left side. She gives it on the right to Court. Court is going to pull up for the three there on the wing, and she gets it. Jaden Court with all five of Russell's points. 5-2, Lady Cyclones up. 5:23 left in the opening period. Ball thrown to the timeline, right into the hands of Campbell, and Russell comes up with the steal. Here is Handy, throws over to Thone on the right side. She's going to try for the three. This one will not go. Campbell gets the offensive rebound. She finds Ely in the paint, right underneath the basket. She puts a layup up. It will not count because it hit the top of the backboard. That is out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 5:06 left to play in the opening period. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Another zone press for Russellville. Back to Mullen. Mullen dribbling towards the timeline. Now gives it back to Gilbert. She'll get it across the half-court stripe. Throws it back to Mullen. Mullen has it on the right side. She's dribbling towards the lane. Going in for a layup shot. It's blocked by Ely. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the baseline with 4:51 left in the first quarter. 5-2, Russellville on top. Glad you're joining us tonight here on KTLO. Again, Mountain Home's boys are playing at Van Buren over on Class Kits 101.7. If I get details on that, I'll pass them along. Gilbert inbounds it to Yates in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now goes to the elbow. Now picks up her drill, finds Gilbert on the wing. She'll drill toward the top, throws it to Mullen, who almost mishandles it, but she's able to keep it. Now tries to throw it to Jackson. Ball is knocked away. Mount Tom's going to get possession as Mullen's able to get it, and she'll be fouled from behind. Rain Thome picks up her first personal foul. That is the second team foul against Russellville here in the first half. Thome will take a seat as she'll be replaced by Brenna Burke, a 5'6 freshman for the Lady Cyclones. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert across the timeline, gives it to Mullen on the left side to Yates, now to Jackson. Gilbert has it on the right wing. She finds Waymar on the low box. She's going to go in for the layup off the glass. No good. And Yates tried to chase down the rebound. She couldn't save it from going out of bounds. And it will be Russellville's ball with 4:20 left to play in the first quarter. Annie Norcross and Parker Husky both checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Lauren Waymire and Kay Jackson. Husky, a 5'6 freshman for the Lady Bombers. Norcross, a 5'11 junior. Here is Burke across the timeline for the Lady Cyclones. Gives it to Court. She's dribbling on the right side. Takes the screen from Handy as she goes up to the top. Now gives it back to Burke. Burke dribbles between the circles. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Now Court has it up at the top once again. Trying to get some distance between her and Mullen. Now she's going to drill down to the lane. Finds Ely in the paint for the layup. Good. So Ely with her first 2 points of the night. 7-2, Russellville leading it. 3:46 left in the opening period. Gilbert gets it across the timeline to Yates. Gives it to Mullen on the right side. Now top to Gilbert. Finds Yates at the free throw line. She's going down into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Aston Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 7-4, Russellville on top. 3:27 left in the opening period. Burke across the timeline for the Lady Cyclones. Gives it to Handy. Handy with it near the top. Now she dribbles. Goes over on the left side to Court. She'll put up the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Yates back in the Lady Bombers. Gives it to Gilbert. Into the front court to Husky on the left side. Now throws it to Mullen near the right. Down in the corner to Norcross. Cross court to Gilbert on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound is chased down by Handy. And back comes Russellville. And now Russellville's going to call timeout. This will be a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. With 2:48 left to play in the first quarter, it is Russellville leading Mountain Home 7-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here, and heart, and hope. That's Arkansas strong. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
No, Russellville comes out of the timeout with 2:48 left to play in the first quarter as they have the ball leading 7-4. Burke into the front court, gives it to Handy on the left side. Now to Ely at the right elbow. She's dribbling down towards the low block. Now she's going into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and that will be Russellville's second turnover of the night. 2:35 left in the opening quarter. Now Tom gets the ball back, trailing by three. Mullen will trigger the inbound pass. It'll be another zone press for the Lady Cyclones again. Throws it to Yates. Throws into the front court to Husky. Now down to Norcross in the left corner. Tries to throw it to Yates. Ball is knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Cyclones. Mounts home will inbound it underneath the basket with 2:28 left in the opening quarter. Gilbert will inbound the ball underneath the basket. And trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Husky in the right corner. She's going to dribble out to the wing, trying to get out of a double team. Now she has the ball knocked away again, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russellville on the far sideline. Lady Bombers will inbound it once again. 2:23 left. 7-4, Russellville on top. Inbound pass goes to Mullen. She's dribbling up the top. Goes over to the left side. Now she's met by another double team. Finds Yates. Yates dribbles toward the free throw line, over to Husky on the right side, down to Norcross in the corner. Cross court, is trying to throw a cross court pass. Gilbert, she is able to get it after it hit the rim. Now her pass is stolen by the Lady Cyclones. That's Mountain Home's third turnover of the night. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Lady Cyclones with the ball and a three-point lead. Court with it just inside the half-court stripe. Now she's dribbling down to the left elbow. Goes down to the corner. And she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Used her forearm and is called for the charge. Jaden Court picks up her second personal foul. That is the 13th foul against Russellville. And their third turnover of the night. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. Annie Norcross takes the seat as she's replaced by Lauren Waymire. Lady Bombers inbound the ball, trailing 7-4, 1:49 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert, and she tries to throw it, I think, to Yates, but it goes over her head, and Gracie Campbell comes up with a steal. Here is Ely with it, dribbling on the right side. Now gives over on the left to Court. She immediately pulls up for the three-pointer, misses everything, and Campbell tries to save it in. She can't, and it will go out of bounds. Mount Home will have the ball with 1:32 left in the opening quarter. 7-4, Russellville with the lead. Mullen will inbound it once again. Gets into Yates. Tries to throw it into Yates. Pass goes behind her, and Handy comes up with a steal. She gives it to Court, who immediately puts up the jumper. Good. Jaden Court with 7 points, and now Mount Home is going to call a timeout after committing their fifth turnover of the night. It will be a 30-second timeout. We'll break with 1:23 left to play in the first quarter as Russellville leads Mountain Home 9-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Mount Home calls their first timeout of the night with 1:23 left to play in the first quarter as they trail Russellville 9-4 over on Class Kids 101.7. Mount Home boys are up on Van Buren 8-7. Here's Gilbert with it, gives it to Yates, who gets into the front court, finds Waymire on the low block. She's going to go in for the layup. It will not go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Lauren Waymire's called for her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. So Russell gets it back with 1:10 left in the opening quarter as they have the 5-point lead. Court will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Cyclones. Now she's dribbling to the right side. Finds Handy just inside the 3-point line. She's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. Waymire gets the rebound back on the Lady Bombers. Ball goes to Husky. Now to Gilbert. Now to Yates. Yates will get across the timeline, finds Mullen on the left side. She's dribbling down towards the lane, loses the handle of the ball, and Ely comes up with a steal. Mount Home's sixth turnover of the night, 38 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Court into the front court. Don't know if Russell will try to hold for the last shot of the quarter or not. Ball goes with Burke on the left side, down to 28 seconds, up top to Ely. Over to Court on the right. Court takes the screen, now drills towards the top, almost lost, actually had the ball knocked away, but Campbell's there, right there to pick it up. Campbell gives it back to Court on the right side, down to 15 seconds. Court dribbles to the corner and loses her footing, and Russellville is going to call a timeout to avoid a travel call. So we'll break with 11 seconds left. This will be a 30-second timeout. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 9-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
Well, I was just joking with my producer, Sonny Elliott, back in the studio. I said I figured I was going to say Class Kids 101.7 at least once. Sorry, it was KTLO here. 11 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Russellville will inbound the ball underneath their basket as they lead 9-4. Jaden Court will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Looking to get it in, and she will throw it up top to Ely. Ely dribbling just inside the three-point line. She drills to the left elbow, almost lost the handle of the ball, down to 5 seconds, picks up her dribble, tries to throw it to Hanny, it goes off her foot, she's able to get it down to 1 second, and Russell's not going to get the shot off. And so that will wrap up the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. We'll take a one-minute break. Our score at the end of one, Russellville leading Mountain Home 9-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you thinking you've missed the window of opportunity for a record low home mortgage or a refi? At Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, the window is still wide open. Plus, we've got friendly hometown home loan experts to help you. Call Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville and ask to speak to a mortgage specialist near you. Turn the window of opportunity into a new front door. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.